Truth.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Well, let me put down my fishing rod and unhitch the plow, and let's do a one-hour radio show here. A Trump Phenomenon radio show, Monday through Friday, 1 hour from 9 to 10 p.m. I'm James Kelso, and this is a live show. Thank you for joining us from our studio here in North Dakota. Beamed out to you through the good offices of the Republic Broadcasting Network, way down south in Round Rock, Texas. If the Canada geese that fly over us here in North Dakota, heading south in the fall and heading north in the spring, if they were to fly a straight arrow north-south flight, it would pass, take them right over Round Rock, Texas. Maybe some of them do. Today is May 29th, 2023. And our call-in number, which you're welcome to avail yourself of, is 512-248-8252. Well, to start your cogitation, put something out there for your contemplation, a Trump event, yearned for Trump event is coming up. Now, I believe, I'm hoping, fingers crossed, there will be a Trump event before the one I'm about to announce. But I'm certainly happy this one is coming up on July, in 6 weeks, on July 15th and 16th. And I believe the Trump appearance will be on July 16th. Donald Trump is the featured guest speaker at the Turning Point USA Action Conference in, this is an easy one for the president, since he lives in Palm Beach, and Palm Beach is contiguous with and adjacent to West Palm Beach. It's in West Palm Beach. Turning Point Action Conference. So the president will just get in his motorcade and head across the bridge, across the Intracoastal Waterway, over to West Palm on, I'm assuming, July 16th. It'll be probably the keynote address. And I don't know what day of the week that is. Okay, I'll look that up during the course of the show, see if it falls on a night that we're broadcasting here, this show. But here's the lineup. That this is an important appearance by the president. I would say two really important events are the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, and the president spoke at that, and the last and one before, and the one before that. And the other is this Turning Point Action Conference. Turning Point is huge. Very big numbers. It is an organization of high school and college activists in the hundreds of thousands on thousands of campuses. It is the brainchild of Charlie Kirk, and of course, he'll be one of the speakers at this conference, along with Donald Trump. Here's, just to give you the flavor of who will be there, Dan Bongino, Steve Bannon, Jack Posobiec, Josh Hawley, Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio, Lauren Boebert of Colorado, Congresswoman Boebert, Congressman Matt Gaetz of the 1st District of Florida, my old stomping ground, and at one time, a rival candidate that is getting rave reviews from Donald Trump. He's praising Vivek Ramaswamy. Vivek Ramaswamy, I don't have audio up right now, but he is very articulate. He is definitely a MAGA Republican. And I don't know. Well, the president likes him. So maybe out of a powerful run, Vivek Ramaswamy might land himself he's getting the attention of Donald Trump. And I think he might have some money. I think I saw him today on a program. I think he said, I'm serious about this. That's why I've put I don't remember the number, but it was at least six figures into my campaign, my own money. So that's coming up, and I really look forward to that. I hope the president has, let's go look on the president's website, DonaldJTrump.com. That is the place to look for upcoming events under the events tab. All righty, here we go. DonaldJTrump.com. Okay, now I'm going to click the events tab with my fingers crossed. Ah, shucks, no events scheduled. Now, other things. I noticed this appearance because the president posted it at truthsocial.com, which is my best news site. It's number one. I love the Gateway Pundit. I love revolver.news. I love America's Voice. And let's see what the president leads off with here. He leads off with a salute to our veterans. Let's just listen to that. I haven't listened to it yet. Let's listen.
Here, on this soil, on these grounds, beneath those fields, lies the true source of American greatness, of American glory, and of American freedom. As long as we are blessed with patriots such as these, we shall forever remain one people, one family, and one nation under God.
Very nice. And I think the image accompanying the president is in a military cemetery. I think it might be an image of his appearance at the Normandy military cemetery in France, which is, I'm sorry I didn't visit it when I was there, when I lived in France, and I should have gone to Normandy. What an unforgettable thing, what a stupid thing not to go there. But I was, you know, I was 18, and the dunderhead, but thousands upon thousands of gravestones for Americans who gave their lives in France. You might hear the rain here. It's raining here in North Dakota. We really welcome this rain. We had a little bit of more than a week of dry weather. And of course, this is a farm state, and you want Goldilocks. Not too much rain, not too little. You want it just right. And this rain is just right, just what the farmers, most of the farmers have their crops in already. And this is just what they needed. A lot of non-irrigated crops here, irrigated from the sky. So if you hear a drum beat on my roof here, that's that rain. Here's the president. He says, this is a post today to us. It was incredible watching Rachel Campos Duffy absolutely obliterate Rhino Karl Rove on Fox News. She and her great husband, Sean, are really special. Nice. Nice salute from the president. Of course, Sean Duffy is a former U.S. congressman. It's too bad he's not still a congressman. And his wife, Rachel Campos, now Rachel Campos Duffy, and they're both great. And they're among the good guys who still remain at Fox. Here's a post, a little less serious, but the president, of course, the president is one of the world's great golfers. He isn't just the owner. Is he maybe the premier builder of golf courses in the world? He's certainly got to be in the top group, but he's also one of the top golfers. And there apparently something going on in golf. I checked out a great golf course here in my little town that I just have ignored. It was there for free for the kids with real greens, real course with free clubs for the kids. Oh my, we're going next available opportunity. Because it's so beautiful. Golf, you know, and you can see it, the president has soaked this in. There's something about being on a golf course and the trees, the grass, the wind, the beauty, the water hazards, you know, the ponds and the creeks, up here, the ducks. That's a wonderful thing. And then to just hit this silly little ball into a silly little hole. And it takes tremendous skill, strength, coordination, very great mental power. And Donald Trump, who is the senior champion at West Palm Beach Trump International Golf Course, you know, the proof's in the pudding. Can't BS your way to the tournament champion. And he is. He won it this year. He says, now apparently there's a feud going on within golf between two golf circuits, and I may misspeak here because I'm not knowledgeable, but I think the PGA is the sort of the dominant monopoly of golf. And a competing circuit called LIV is trying to get a foothold, and the PGA is doing everything it can, unethical, to destroy their competition. They don't want any competition. But the president supports the idea of some competition for the PGA. So here he says, congratulations to Harold Varner III on his big LIV win at Trump National, D.C. today. A great win for a great guy. And it's amazing. I've never made a list to myself of all the Trump golf courses around the world. But, you know, I know of one at a surf spot I used to frequent in Palos Verdes, California. And he bought and built that one. He's got that golf course there in Washington, D.C. He's got one in New Jersey. He's got one, at least one in Florida. He's got a two or three in Scotland and Ireland. And by the way, showing Donald Trump's character, he had major world tournaments all lined up for his courses in Scotland. And when he came down the escalator to serve us as our president, he gave up. He knew this would happen. The left went wild, sabotaged any tournaments that he had, or the big ones, took those away from him, and that's a huge amount of income. But his courses are running strong, and he's, you know, he carries on. Speaking of sports, one of my favorite sportsmen is Brett Favre. He may be one of your favorite sportsmen. And here's a story that, I'm not just pulling these out of a hat. I'm taking these right off of the president's thread. His channel on his own website. And they are important because he puts them there. Here is his Brett Favre link. And this says here, the great white scapegoat, the truth about embattled football legend Brett Favre. Now, the politically correct are going berserk against Brett Favre. Let's destroy Brett Favre. Let's call him names. Let's pillory him. Now, why would they do that? Why do you think? Could it be that Brett Favre has let it be known he supports and loves Donald Trump? Do you think? Yeah, it's exactly why. That doesn't deter Brett Favre. And let me just dig into the article here. I just want to go to a few interesting things about Brett Favre. What a giant of an athlete. If you haven't put it together yet, I'm reading this off of Revolver.News, which is linked by the president, which means the president is linking lots of articles from the Gateway Pundit. These are my two favorites, and Revolver.News, the Gateway Pundit being the website of Jim Hoft, and Revolver.News, the website of Darren Beatty. Revolver writes, if you haven't put it together yet, the reason Brett is a target is that he is a white conservative man. Ouch. Three strikes, you're out. We'll come right back to this. I'll mark this with my finger. We'll come right back after this break.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
We're back, folks. I was just reading the biography of Brett Favre. He's a more incredible white conservative man than I even knew. Just sheer grit, determination, didn't have much of an advantage at all when he started out. But his... here are some of his, born in 1969, played basically with the Green Bay Packers. That's most memorable. Also played with the Minnesota Vikings, but for only a year or two. But with the Green Bay Packers, he was famous. Get this. I didn't know this about him. He has the current standing record for the most consecutive starts, 321. from 1992 to 2010. The most in league history. He was the first NFL quarterback to obtain 70,000 yards. First with 10,000 passes. First with 6,000 completions. First with 500 touchdowns. And he was the only one to have victories over all 32 NFL teams. And amazing, amazing. There's one anecdote here of a story where he was playing for University of Southern Mississippi, and not a major school. And they wanted him to be a defensive player, but he wanted to be quarterback. So he just said, I want to be quarterback. So they put him on the field as this the backup seventh quarterback. But that didn't stop Brett Favre. He came into a game. One of the games he played for Southern Mississippi, he had had a car accident where a car flipped over three times. The surgeon removed almost 2 feet of his intestine. And a very bad accident. He's played a game after that against Alabama and beat Alabama a few weeks after that accident. And the Alabama coach said something. Alabama coach Gene Stallings said of that game, you can call it a miracle or a legend or whatever you want. I just know that on that day, Brett Favre was larger than life. I like this guy. And he was born, so how old is he now? He's 53 years old. He's still a young guy and a handsome guy. Born in Mississippi, 6'2", 222 pounds. Gulfport, Mississippi. Anyway, he appears on Donald Trump's Truth Social as the great white scapegoat. Kind of like Donald Trump himself. Another great white scapegoat. And they both like each other. Here's an article the president puts up that from Jack Posobiec. And Posobiec, who you can find at Real America's Voice, Jack Posobiec, and you can hear him at the upcoming Turning Point convention. He has a great article at revolver.news where he says, documents prove that the government is using Antifa to purge our military. The first thing every revolutionary regime does. Like the first thing the Bolsheviks did in Russia was put Trotsky in charge of the Red Army. And that pattern is repeated over and over again. But they're trying to purge our military. That was what the forced vaccination of all the American heroes. Didn't matter if you'd served four tours in Iraq. Get vaccinated or you're bounced out. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Welcome back, folks. We have another half hour here in our Trump Phenomenon radio show. And, you know, it's gratifying to know that those of us who read things like, well, it's gratifying to know that the president at home there in Mar-a-Lago, with all that's available to him, is just like you and just like me. He's reading the Gateway Pundit. He's reading Revolver.News. He's reading a website very similar to the Republic Broadcast Network. The name is similar. Right Side Broadcasting Network, RSB Network. He reads them, and I'm going to read something written there. But that's what he reads. And more, now that I think about it, this is a marked change for him, is that years ago he would link to lamestream media websites. Now he's not doing that. He's almost exclusively linking to our favorite websites. So that just thrills the cockles of my heart that I can sit here and I'm just doing just what the president does, seeing what Jim Hoff just brought up on the GatewayPundit.com or what Darren Beatty has brought up on Revolver.news or what's being broadcast on Real America's Voice by Steve Bannon and Charlie Kirk. And who knows? Could it be that he has listened to this show? I think it's a possibility, because this is the only show named the Trump Phenomenon. He knows he's a phenomenon. That would pique my curiosity if I were Donald Trump and somebody made a show with my name called The Phenomenon. I'd give it a listen. So here he is. This is at RSB, Right Side Broadcasting Network. And again, this is something just started by one person, basically, who had a singular idea. You know what? When Trump came down the escalator, I don't know which of the founders this was, but somebody who created Right Side Broadcasting realized, hey, they're blacking out Donald Trump. They're memory-holing him. He's not getting coverage. So I'm going to grab a camera. I'm going to go to his next event, and I'm going to turn my camera on and stream it live. As simple as that. You know, probably didn't even have $500 worth of equipment. And then that worked out, and whoever it was went to the next Trump rally. And I remember watching these things as they happened because I wanted to see the Trump rallies. And it wasn't being shown by the lamestream media. Of course, they were blacking him out. They were memory-holing him. So I watched a whole lot of Trump rallies on Right Side Broadcasting, and I met Right Side at Trump rallies. I met some of the Right Side Broadcasting broadcasters who were interviewing us attendees as we waited in line for the rally. And so here's one. Donald Trump really loves this Right Side Broadcasting Network site, and he really likes one of their writers, Summer Lane. And you'll hear why in a moment. This is linked on his website. He's linking to Summer Lane's article, Donald Trump Just Predicted America's Greatest Defeat in 200 Years. She says, I'm going to go down. I'm going to skip because it's a long article. Trump boldly embodied his platform as a Washington outsider, a true Mr. Smith, who left his personal life behind to run for office with the simple goal of making America great again. Now, 5 years later, the president's status as a political rebel doing battle with the globalist elite and the Washington establishment has been wholly cemented. As Trump faces another arduous presidential election season headed into 2024, the contrast between his MAGA policies and the shiny but often hollow promises of his Republican opponents couldn't be clearer. Well, that's good writing. Now, remember this quote from the president in March this year? Quote, in 2016, I declared I am your voice, Trump said in March. Today, I add, I am your warrior. I am your justice. And for those who have been wronged and betrayed, I am your retribution. Unquote. Oh, is that good? Trump is the political opponent that the deep state and the superficial rhinos of the GOP fear the most, because he is not controllable. And he is remarkably in tune with what the American people want. What's more, Trump is willing to deliver on his promises. For too long, the Republican Party has been infested with weak-kneed, feckless leaders. I like that, feckless, who built their careers on being steamrolled by radical Democrat policies and media intimidation, from 41st President George Bush to the administration of 43rd President George W. Bush, Republican leadership has been little more than a game, the political handing of batons across the aisle between the GOP and the Democrat Party. And you'll notice, by the way, what good friends George Walker Bush and Bill Clinton have been ever since their presidencies. They're bosom buddies. And they chum it up with Barack Obama. President Trump changed all of that when he ran in 2016. His candid political incorrectness and ability to call out his spineless opponents on stage set him apart from other Republican candidates who preferred to play nice rather than go on the attack. It was this authentic candor that largely won Trump the presidency and kick-started the most historic political movement in history. Now let that sink in. What did Summer Lane just say? The most historic political movement in history. That's kind of a lot, isn't it? Imagine how many movements there have been in all of history. And this, the one that you're part of, is the most historic. That's noteworthy, isn't it? Which is aimed at restoring American greatness. And when the elite establishment ran mushy candidates like John McCain or Mitt Romney, they floundered. I'll skip down here. This is important. Unlike Republican warmongers, like, did you catch this in the last 24 hours? Lindsey Graham, what a puke. What a punk. What is another word for Lindsey Graham? Yeah, say it. You can't come up with a word low enough to describe Lindsey Graham. How did he become a U.S. Senator, a Republican U.S. Senator from South Carolina? And he's been reelected even. Come on, South Carolina, you can do better than this. Much better. Lindsey Graham today said, or was it yesterday, he said, a tape was released that Vladimir Zelensky made of a meeting that Zelensky had with Lindsey Graham. And in the meeting, Lindsey Graham says, we're killing a lot of Russians. I'm going from memory. We're killing a lot of Russians. And frankly, that's the best money we've ever invested. We're killing a lot of Russians. Wow. The Russian people went wild on that comment. And every kind of pronouncement has been emerged from the Russian people about what they feel about Lindsey Graham. But I especially call him a puke because this punk, he is a punk. He's a little midget of a man who couldn't fight his way out of a wet paper bag. He's a complete dweeb. A complete phony. Complete pervert, frankly. And he's risking World War III for you. He's risking putting you into World War III. Because he's been poking his finger into Vladimir Putin's eye continuously for the last 2 years, calling for more bombs, more explosions. Let's send missiles. Let's do a first strike. Let's maybe send nukes to Ukraine. Let's go to war with Russia. Let's get it on. Let's go, go, go. Bomb, bomb, bomb. Hey, Graham, we don't need you, buddy. We don't need you in the United States. We certainly don't need you in the Senate. You don't represent any Americans. Not one red-blooded American is represented by you, you punk. You can't threaten my children with World War III, with their own death, the end of their civilization, the end of their future, you monster, you animal, you creep. You're not even married. And you're gonna threaten people who have children, people who can have children, Lindsey Graham, people interested in the survival of our people, having children, which doesn't interest you, you jerk. You don't threaten my children or any other American's children with World War III. If you want to get your rocks off by going to nuclear war with Russia, then you just get your pathetic little ass over to Ukraine, and you get your pathetic little ass on the front line, and you just go for it, girl. You just go for it. We're sick of you, Lindsey Graham. Get out of the Republican Party. And this is the, you know, he's the quintessential rhino. So Trump is a man of, oh, listen to this. Unlike Republican warmongers, that set me off on Lindsey Graham. That was in the last 24 hours, that pathetic little puke. Who have been owned by the military-industrial complex. Trump kept the United States out of needless wars and instead focused on maintaining peace and securing our own southern border. Thank you, President Trump. Trump is a man of the people. Despite his billionaire status, President Trump has often been lauded as the people's president, and his control over the MAGA vote in the country is a clear indication that he has the support of hardworking blue-collar citizens. Now, this was borne out. I don't know if I'll have time to get to it. I'll try to in today's show. A recent polling. Guess who Donald Trump's main supporter is? He's supported in every demographic and in every age bracket. But guess who supports Donald Trump strongest? Working class, blue collar Americans with a high school education. That's working America. That's people that bust their knuckles, sweat their brow, pull down that welding mask. That's real America. Not the punks in Washington who've never had a job, like Joe Biden. He's never had a job. There's not the remotest clue what a job would be. Or Barack Obama, he never had a job. George Bush, did he ever have a job? No. How about Hunter Biden, huh? During his inaugural remarks in 2017, Trump boldly declared, "The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer." Let me go down here lower. I want to get to that new poll that the president cites. Going down, this is all brilliant writing by Summer Lane. President Trump is the very embodiment of American rebellion. He has stood fast against the vociferous agenda of the elites, the deep state, and the broken Republican Party. He represents a departure from old school Republican politics where lightweight conservatives said all the right things but packed no punch. Lindsey, and the Trump is a man who gets down to business. He's a brawler who won't back down from a fight. In 2024, Americans must choose their fighter. Very good the way she ends this article. Very good. Let me go to that post where he cites the fact that his greatest support is, interestingly, what age group is most enthusiastic about Trump? Under 35. Interesting. And high school educated. And which is the group that supports Donald Trump the least? College graduates. I mean, people with a graduate degree. With a graduate degree, postgraduate degree. Hey, we'll take a little break and be right back. Stay tuned.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people
people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
And we're back, folks. I'm going to read the next Trump post that he put up today for all of us, a Memorial Day post that he put up for us. It's in all caps, which he does when he really, really wants the emphasis. So the whole thing is in all caps. And let me read it and hear the intensity of what he says. Happy Memorial Day to all, but especially to those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for the country they love. Now listen to this. Try to sort this out. What is he talking about? And to those in line of a very different but equally dangerous fire. Who's he talking about? Because these are not the U.S. military in battle, like those at Normandy, who suffered horrendous casualties and enormous risk. They knew as they got into their landing craft, they were going to walk straight into hell, and they knew might be their very possibly their last day on Earth. But he says, and to those, he's talking about you here. And especially the prominent people in the MAGA movement. And to those in line of a very different but equally dangerous fire. And he's talking also, at least we can interpret it this way, we can understand it. He's talking about himself. He's landing on Normandy Beach. The danger that Donald Trump subjects him to, he's in the landing craft. And he's, you know, the ramp is dropping down on his landing craft, and he's charging forward into machine gun fire. And Donald Trump, you don't think he's at risk? You don't think he's at more risk, probably, than the average GI landing at Omaha Beach in the first wave? I think he's at more risk. The equally dangerous fire in the line of a very different but equally dangerous fire, stopping the threats of the terrorists. And then he goes down and we say, we must stop the communists, Marxists, and fascist pigs at every turn and make America great again. I had to skip some part of that. It was very good. I didn't time it just right. But we'll be back again tomorrow night here on the Trump Phenomenon. See you then.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.